Welcome to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD, where we talk about anything farm, fresh, and food related. My name is Sarah Severson, and today we have with us in the studio Sandy Van Houten and Janet Fogel, both food service directors. Sandy for the Cortez School District and Janet for the Mancos School District. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, great. So, Janet, let's start with explaining what Colorado Proud Day is.
Colorado Proud is a statewide recognition to local producers and growers that recognize their efforts in growing and producing food for not only grocery stores, but also for school districts as well. And we just like to celebrate that, in fact, we are doing the best that we can do to provide those foods for our students.
Great. And so is this something that's happening on a specific day, or is it happens throughout the school year?
It happens to be tomorrow. Colorado Proud Day is going to be celebrated in all school districts across the state, September 18th. So most school districts are organizing their menus to reflect local foods that can be sourced from the area.
Okay, great. Let's talk a little bit about the background in terms of what you each, what type of population you each work with. Sandy, tell us a little bit about this, the Cortez School District. How many students that you serve? Do you serve breakfast and lunch? Those types of logistics.
Yes, we serve breakfast and lunch at all the schools except Pleasant View and Lewis Areola. And high school serves approximately 175. Middle school, 500. Lewis, probably 120. Pleasant View is a small school. It's 32. And Manaw has kiddos that eat probably about 240. Oh, so, there's Mesa, which is, sorry, Sarah.
Yeah, keep going. You got a
Mesa has about 270 they serve, and same with Kemper. And then we also do satellite to Southwest Open School and Battle Rock.
And how many students altogether in those two schools?
Let's see, about 84, 54 Southwest, and then 34 for Battle Rock.
Wow, so what's the total of number of students that you serve breakfast and lunch to?
Ooh, breakfast and lunch?
On a daily basis.
About 1,500 meals.
Wow, so that's a lot of food to come up with.
Right.
Do you have any idea of how the poundage of food that you serve per day, just as a general estimate so the population can understand?
I really don't, Sarah. I mean, I couldn't even guess.
Yeah, okay. Janet, what's the number of the population of students that you serve on a daily basis?
We serve K through 12 in one site, and we have, our district is just over 400 students, and I serve for lunch approximately 250 to 280
so
a day.
Yeah, and any idea of the poundage of food that goes out in a day?
Very hard to predict. It takes, as far as produce goes, I can speak just for produce, it takes about 50 to 60 pounds a day to serve that many students.
Okay. Okay, great. So if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. Today we have in the studio with us Sandy Van Houten and Janet Fogel, food service directors in Montezuma County School Districts. And we're talking about the local food changes in the school lunch programs. So, give us a little bit of history, Sandy, of what the school lunch program used to be, and then the changes with the addition of the more fruits and vegetables into the program.
Well, in the past, and not only Cortez schools, but most school districts went to heat and serve. And the focus has become more on fresh fruit, veggies, and even, you know, protein. So we do a lot of, you know, cook from scratch anymore. We still have items on our menu that are heat and serve, you know, hamburger patties. But for the most part, we do cooking from scratch, use fresh fruits and veggies every day on the menu.
And that heat and serve concept, when did that come into popularity in the...
I would say probably about the 80s, or maybe even before that, 70s, because all of a sudden mom had to work. We had to feed the kids. TV dinners, you know, became popular. And it was easier for mom to take something out of the freezer into the oven, and schools got on board. And not only for that reason, but the cost. Mm-hmm. It's a lot less expensive to serve heat and serve.
Preparing it?
Well, that and the actual cost of it. And I don't know. This year, I ordered mostly raw protein from our USDA or government, our commodities. So, like raw chicken, we're going to serve more of, where schools had gotten away from that quite a few years ago.
Things like little chicken nuggets or something
like
that. Okay. And that, how does that shift in terms of, you know, a heat and serve kitchen is going to look a lot different than a cook from scratch kitchen, correct?
Right. But one thing about our kitchens is they're old, so they have all the old equipment
that was
there when they did it from scratch way back when. So we're lucky.
Lucky twist of fate, they
there
never remodeled. Janet, how about you in terms of the kitchen setup for you?
Yeah, we're facing some of the same challenges. We have a very old kitchen that has equipment in it that has been there for many, many years, and I'm just now starting to realize that things are breaking down and we're putting more money into this equipment. But not only that, we have a very small kitchen too. So when you start bringing all of this fresh produce in and start serving fresh foods, you also have to look at what the equipment is that you need to prepare those foods and to store it. That's my biggest concern at this point, is we don't have enough refrigerated storage to hold all this fresh produce. So I'm having to order it on short-term stints, whereas, Sandy may be able to order larger quantities of it. I have to order it in smaller quantities because I just don't have a place to store it.
And how does that work in terms of working with local producers?
Well, I'm really lucky in the fact that two of my main producers are right there in Mancos and not very far from the school. So they are very willing to deliver increments of food that work for us and work for our kitchen. So they are. It's really easy to work with them, and we can work around those issues.
Great. Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. We're talking with Sandy Van Houten and Janet Fogel, food service directors in Montezuma County school districts. And we're talking a lot about local produce provided into the schools. So, Sandy, let's talk a little bit about the local farmers or producers that you work with.
This year, we awarded our produce bid to 7 farmers. Some of them weren't able to come through because of the weather, the drought conditions, but for the most part, they've all came through, and it's been great. I mean, their produce is wonderful. We have, now hopefully I won't leave anybody out and I'll remember everybody. Rex Tozier, we've got our melons from him down McElmo Canyon, and then we've got, Kim, what is Kim's farm's name? Red Canyon Farms, Kim Lindgren. And then we have Four Seasons Greenhouse, Vic Vanik. And, oh my gosh, I'm going to forget a lot of them. I know I am.
But you're working with 7 area producers.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
So, and those, is that providing produce on a regular basis?
Yes. They bring it once a week to the warehouse, and then we deliver it to each of the schools.
And do you have the same challenge as Janet in terms of storage of this fresh produce?
Not really. We do have big walk-in coolers in each of the schools, plus we have a walk-in cooler at the warehouse, so that helps.
Fantastic. In terms of eating the fresh fruits and vegetables that you put on the plates, we know that you've had an increase in the USDA regulations in terms of how many fruits and vegetables you have to put on the plate for each student. Are they actually eating it, Sandy?
Not really. I should say they probably eat fresher, like whole strawberries and the melons. They love the melons and snap peas, but it's, yeah, kids are picky.
Mm-hmm, it's a challenge.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
So we're going to get into that question a little bit more, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. We're back with more of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD, talking with Sandy Van Houten and Janet Fogel, food service directors in Montezuma County Schools. So, Sandy, we just left off with the challenges of getting students to actually eat that type of produce. Janet, do you find that same challenge with your food service program in Mancos?
Yes and no. There's a couple of factors that play into what we're serving. And so, yes, I agree with Sandy that, yes, when you're putting the vegetables and fruits on the plate, the kids are taking it to the table, they're eating. There's always a fight for time as far as how much time they get to eat.
How's that changed over the years?
You know, with me being in it only a couple of years, I can't determine how long lunch breaks used to be, but I know that, you know, time has shortened up over the years. And I believe that a lot of the younger kids come in, they sit down, they come in after recess, it takes them a little bit of time to settle down and they want to visit. And so, you know, they're taking more time getting adjusted than they are actually sitting down, eating, and getting moved on. Teachers work really hard with them to try to concentrate on eating and getting out of there. But it does affect what they're going to eat on the plate.
How many minutes do they actually have?
You know, I don't have my times right in front of me, but I am guessing they have 20 to 30 minutes eating time, or probably more like 20 minutes eating time. I can get a group of students through the actual service line in about 7 to 10 minutes, and then they have the rest of that time to sit to the salad bar, sit down, eat, clean up around themselves. That time goes very quickly for them, especially when they're very into socializing at that age. They're more interested in what their neighbor's doing than what is on their plate.
Yeah, that seems like a challenging time frame that you've been given to work with,
right,
in terms of feeding them.
Right.
Yeah. So time is an issue.
Time is an issue. I also believe that when they get to make the choice, they will eat the food. They're more likely to eat the produce. I see the salad bar go crazy. Those kids will pull up, they'll pile up all kinds of fruits and veggies on their plate at the salad bar. When the fruit and veggies are actually served on the plate, they don't necessarily always choose to eat those things.
So choice is a big...
being able to choose what they get to put on their plate is huge for them, is what I've noticed over the last year. Another thing that we do... Sandy probably doesn't have this option in a larger school district, but we monitor our trash. So over time, the staff has noticed that the amount of trash that is being taken out is a lot less. So we feel like they're dumping less food into the trash. And they feel almost by half. They feel like they have reduced the amount of trash by half. We do recycling in our cafeteria, but food-wise, I really do believe that they are eating more. It's just more of what it is they are eating.
If you've just tuned in, we're talking with Sandy Van Houten and Janet Fogel, food service directors in Montezuma County School Districts. We're talking on the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. So tell me, Janet, you have a school garden program in your school that's been going, now it's in its third year. Sandy
Right.
hasn't had that benefit yet. We have just instituted a school garden program at the middle school. So do you think that school garden program has made a difference in terms of what students are eating?
I think it has. I think Erin has done a really great job. The Montezuma School to Farm has done an outstanding job with not only teaching the kids how to grow, what it takes to grow. They get those students in the garden and they work from planting all the way into harvesting, and then they get to see it all the way through to the cafeteria and coming out on their plate. And Erin and I work really closely together, and a lot of what she's bringing me is definitely making it to the cafeteria. And you do see those students going through the line, discussing what it is on the salad bar that they are getting to eat from the garden. And I try really hard to label what comes from the garden so the kids do know that they are making those choices to be able to share with their friends. We made this in class, try it, it's really good. Most recently they made refrigerator pickles, and we've been serving refrigerator pickles on the salad bar all week, and the kids absolutely love them. And it's funny to listen to them chat about it while they're in line, because they definitely do talk about making their own food.
Great. Sandy, let's talk a little bit about the future, the exciting things that might be happening in the food service program in the Cortez School District.
Okay, well, one exciting piece of information is the school garden at middle school. I'm excited for that to get up and going. And I'm like Janet, I think that will make a big difference in the salad bar that we do have at the middle school. And we are in the process of having a Live Well, I don't want to call it assessment, which is going to be very exciting for the schools. We're going to have chefs come in and, you know, have in services with the ladies in the kitchens and show them how to make different items from scratch. So that's going to be exciting.
Oh, so sort of a training for
yes.
the chefs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about seating. This was an issue that came up at a meeting at the Cortez Middle School, where they were talking about the high school cafeteria doesn't have enough seating for high school students currently. Give us a little bit of history on that and the future for that.
Well, I'm sure when they built that high school, it housed a lot less students than it does now. And so when it was built, it was made for less kids to sit there, and there's no room for expansion, you know, in the current high school. So the new high school will be great. We'll have more seating, a better flow through the serving lines, because that's always an issue at the high school too, is the way the serving lines are set up there. So
great. Well, sounds like some exciting future elements to come in the next couple of years. Thanks so much to both of you for the work that you do in the school districts. I know with the limitations and the challenges that you have, you both do a fantastic job. So thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. Tune in 2 weeks on October 1st at 8:30 a.m. for the next edition, where we'll be talking about the Red Arrow mining site in Mancos and how it affects agriculture production in the area. I'm Sarah Severson, your host, signing off saying friend a farmer this week. Thanks for listening and have a great day.